The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, December the 13th. Good to have you with us this morning. We got two topics. We're going to tell you about a big Christmas show coming up this weekend. And also a big event coming up with the League of Women Voters this weekend. They're not both at the exact same time, though.
No.
Let's start, first of all, with Liz Schmidt. Good to have you here, Liz.
Glad to be here.
Now, last time you were on, you were not talking about the League, but you were talking about the church bazaar and the little church
mice. Yes, the little mice.
So how did the bazaar go?
Oh, wonderfully. And it was wonderful weather, and everybody went home happy. And
they
know,
got
it was
all
just
those
very good.
Collector's item mice.
Yes, right. Yes. They were gone by 9 o'clock in the morning.
They were.
The people line up about 5:30 in the morning and trail out until we open the door at 8, and then they come in three people at a time up the steps. And
to buy
we
the
have monitors.
You had monitors?
Oh, we have guys in the hall to be sure they don't push each other over.
You're kidding.
No,
you
I'm
mean,
not.
Oh, there's that much excitement about getting the church mice?
Those mice, they're collector items.
Yeah.
You know, they're dressed in all
so
sorts of
So you had
costumes.
To have guards and monitors?
Well, not really guards. They're husbands of the women that make the mice, but still.
Okay, so make sure that nobody pushed ahead in line.
Right.
Okay, so what have you got coming up for the 15th?
Okay, this is the League of Women Voters, and it's our Founders Day Luncheon. In 1919, a few months before the National League of Women Voters was formed, the Columbia League of Women Voters was formed.
The Columbia League was before the National League?
Yes, we beat them out. See, it goes from women's suffrage organizations.
Uh-huh.
Then they decided they had to know how to vote. Once we finally spent 80 years getting suffrage, getting the vote, we had to know what to do with it. So this is our anniversary.
Okay.
It's also Bill of Rights
Day. So December 15th is your anniversary?
Yes, okay. Yes, from 1919, whatever that works out. You can do the math.
1919, 2000, that would be 90...
Something like that.
Yeah, 90, what?
93
years. 93 years. Thank you, Hazel.
Okay. And I wasn't there at the beginning, I'll say that. We're going to be at Jack's Gourmet Restaurant on the Business Loop, and it's going to be at noon on December 15th, 2 days from now.
Okay.
If anyone wants to come, they can give me a call. Our speaker is Dr. Diane Lynch, who's the president of Stevens College.
Uh-huh.
And the Citizen of the Year Award goes to Dr. Ann Deaton, who has done marvelous things with mental health, autism, post-traumatic stress in Rwanda with children, and many, many other things.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to honor a past president, Jo Sapp, who passed away this year. She was a state and local president, so we're going to honor her. But dinner's $20. You have roast beef or veggie.
That's all?
That's all. And
wow.
That's very good, isn't it?
Yeah. You and you're having it at Jack's.
Yes. And it'll be nice food. And I don't know what all you get with roast beef and mashed potatoes. Or you get the veggie lasagna, I believe.
Okay. So you can make it. Now, when you call to make your reservations.
Call
do you,
me. Don't call Jack's.
Don't call you.
Yeah.
And then do you take their order as to what they want to
eat?
Yeah,
yeah. Depending on, you know, if they don't tell me anything, they get roast beef.
Okay.
If they're vegetarians, they get the vegetarian. Then I order a couple extra vegetarians.
So, when you call to make reservations for this with the League of Women Voters, if you don't tell her you want the veggie lasagna,
that's right.
You're defaulted to the roast beef.
That's right.
Okay.
And our webpage is lwvcbc.org.
Okay.
You can also do it on that.
Okay.
Or you can call me at 445-0655, and you know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, 445,
because I'm very near the weather number.
The time and temperature. Okay, right. But dial 445-0655. You'll
right.
get Liz Schmidt.
That's right.
That's for the League of Women Voters Founders Day Luncheon.
That's right.
This coming Saturday, December the 15th. At, what'd you say, at noon?
Uh-huh. 11:30.
11:30
and
at
it's
Jack's.
At Jack's. It's going to be a nice meal and lots of fun and conversation. And
all right.
talking about the past election.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you. Now, we got another one of my good friends, Hazel Kinder. Good to have you
Thank
here,
you.
Hazel.
Hazel
Kinder's Lighthouse Theater. And you have only one more Christmas show
That's
coming
right.
up this Saturday.
It's a good one. Yeah.
So
they're
after
all
you,
good, but
yeah,
this one is especially going to be good.
But after you go to the Leo Women Voters Luncheon celebrating voting rights.
There you go.
Then you go to Hazel Kinder's Lighthouse Theater. What time is your performance?
7:30.
And tell me about it.
It's going to be a Beacon Band show, but I've invited a local talent that I've auditioned, mm-hmm. and they're ready for the stage. I've got some cloggers, some line dancers, and it's also a benefit for the Fulton Food Bank Serve.
Oh, that's nice.
I know that this is a crucial time for that,
yeah.
the food and everything coming in, so part of the door is going to go to the food bank, and we're also going to take in donations for the food bank. So
that, can people, when they come, can they... Are you asking them to bring non-perishable items?
If they want to, but most people, they have such buying power. You know, they can buy so
right.
much
you
more
can
with
buy
the money.
Something like 10 pounds of food or more
right.
for a dollar.
Right. That's they would rather have. But whatever people want to do, we will make sure it gets to the food bank.
Okay.
So,
this is a big Christmas show.
Yes.
It's a big Christmas
yep.
show. It's the last one of the season.
Yep.
It will be this coming Saturday at
7:30. Right.
So, again, the talent that you have is all local people that
yeah,
you...
Yeah, uh-huh. I've auditioned them. We've been having talent showcases all year, mm-hmm. and I've picked the best of the best.
So is this all going to be Christmas music that
oh,
you're
absolutely.
Doing?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So
yeah.
they're going to clog the Christmas music,
yes,
too?
Yes, yeah, and line dance. And we got a guy that plays the saw. And
He plays the saw?
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah, this is Pepper and Friends kind of stuff.
Yeah,
playing
yeah
the
it
saw.
Is. Yeah, yeah. And the Beacon Band, of course, is really good. Helen plays yeah. the piano, and she used to be on the Ozark Opry with Lee Mace.
Oh, many
she
years
plays,
ago.
Yeah, and she plays the fiddle and the banjo and the piano and sings. And then uh-huh. I have my things I do with the guitar and the piano. And my lead guitar man, we call him Mr. Music Man. He can play anything.
Uh-huh.
So it's, and my drummer. I mean, it's just going to be a great show. We've got trees all over the stage, and the lobby's just full of Christmas stuff. And Santa actually lands on our roof.
Santa does?
Yeah, I've got...
So how's he going to get onto
well,
the stage?
Well, they tell me they're going to radio the show, and Mistletoe Command will mm-hmm. escort Santa to the theater. And he's going to...
Mistletoe Command?
Yes, yes. They're going to find him. That night, they said he's going to test drive his sleigh that night, and that he could actually make a landing on our building. And they're going to call me, and I'm going to give him the okay, and he'll land on our building and come into our
All of that's coming from Mistletoe Command.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you get in touch with Mistletoe Command?
Well, I got on the Internet. I did. I got on
okay.
the Internet.
And, okay. And you found Mistletoe Command.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Called
right.
him.
Hazel, thank you so much for coming by. And I hope you have a big crowd this coming Saturday, December the 15th at 7:30 at Hazel Kinder's Lighthouse Theater.
Exit 137 on I-70.
On I-70, going east from Columbia.
That's correct.
Thank you so much for
thank
coming
Thank you,
by.
Paul.
Okay. Liz, thank you. Tomorrow, David Newman will be on to talk about hypnotherapy. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Any ideas? Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.